What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of King's Code Radio. I just got done recording something that was on my heart and mind. I want to share it with you. I deal with many guys going through horrible situations. Sometimes it's the worst situation that they've ever found themselves in, you know. And usually I'm dealing with guys when they're at their worst or at their lowest. And so there's been some commonalities in conversations I've been having recently, and I want to share that with you. So let's just dive in.
You're listening to King's Code Radio, where we are a movement of men rising up as kings, kings unto the King of Kings, and producing massive results in every area of life. Here is your host, Paul Cooley.
So I've been talking with a lot of guys, well, not just this past week, I mean for a number of years now, but this past week I've noticed a trend in topics and conversations that have come up, and I paid attention to that because if more than one guy, two guys, three guys, five guys, 10 guys are all dealing with the same thing all of a sudden, and it seems to come in waves, I pay attention to that because I think there's probably even more that are dealing with these types of things. There's two things that have been brought up multiple times just this past week that I want to talk about right now. Topic of identity keeps coming up with a lot of men, and that's something we dive deep into inside of our programs, but it's been an extra hot topic this past week with a number of guys. I've also had the privilege and honor talking with many different guys who have been going through extreme difficulties. And I say it's a pleasure and honor and so forth because it really is an honor. These guys are going through a lot of garbage. And if you don't already know, I tend to deal with guys that are going through some sort of crisis, and we bring them to a place of wholeness. And primarily, I'm talking with guys that are either fighting for their marriage or they're wanting to rebuild after a failed marriage. And so the combination of conversations that I've been having really is heartbreaking often because I'm dealing with men at their worst possible place. Their life has been ripped apart. And I even had heard this from multiple guys of feeling empty, feeling alone, feeling like a shell of a man due to the things that have been done to them and due to the things that the environment that they have been in for such a long time, the things that have chipped away at their very soul. Now they have come to a place where they feel like a shell of a man. And I can relate to that because I've been to places multiple times where you are just beyond broken and not knowing which way is up, not knowing which way is down. It can be a very difficult and scary place to be and a very lonely place to be. My concern, and the reason why I'm bringing this up right now, is because there tends to be a thing that we do very naturally. When we feel that we are in a place or an environment or a situation where we do not feel safe, we tend to put up walls. Now, I'm not talking about physical danger necessarily. There's the whole fight and flight kind of thing, and depending on who you are, that would probably determine which way you go on that. But I'm talking about when you find yourself in a situation that there is spiritual warfare taking place. There is emotional and mental warfare going on, psychological warfare going on. And somebody very well could be manipulating and lying and saying all these things and all the popular terms now of gaslighting, all these things that take place. And also on top of that, the reality that you are facing certain actions or reactions due to actions of either yourself or someone that you love dearly. It's a painful place to be. And so I've explained to multiple people over the years, well, not just this past week, but then over the years, this has been an ongoing conversation as well, because I found myself guilty of this myself, is when you're in a situation like I was in a 12-year-long marriage that was just crap. And you're just in survival mode, right? And then I find myself in a situation where my wife has left. There's now I'm in a new crisis mode. And some of you know the story of what took place after that. But really what I want to focus on is when you find yourself in a place where you're feeling absolutely destroyed, the wind has been knocked out of you, you feel like it's just a shell. In these types of situations, we put up walls to protect ourselves. Because I just can't take another conversation. I just can't take another hit. I don't feel safe. I don't have peace in the house. I don't have peace in the home. I don't have peace around you, whatever it might be. And so we put up these walls to protect ourselves and survive. But the problem with this, and I'm speaking to Christian men, so that's the majority who I talk with. I'm talking with Christian men, God-believing men, faith-filled men. This is where I want to remind you that there's a couple things taking place when you find yourself in this type of situation scenario. One, we know the testing of our faith builds patience. We know that God, well, maybe you don't know, but I'm going to tell you, God doesn't rob you of opportunities to continue to help you grow in faith. And when we go through the trials and fires to refine our faith, to grow our faith, to mature us, and to come out the other side looking more and more like Jesus, we end up stopping or stifling our growth in this process when we put up walls. Because here's what happens. We put up walls to protect ourselves from the person. But in the process, if we are not a man of God that is running to Jesus continually, we will put up walls and put Jesus on the other side of those walls. You can disagree all you want, but that's the reality of what ends up taking place, because now you feel alone. Now you feel like a shell of a man. Now you feel empty. Now you feel like you don't know which way is up or down. And you have a head knowledge of knowing that Jesus will never leave you or forsake you. That's true. But you have put up walls and you've put them between you and the Lord. That's why things are so quiet. That's why you cry out to God and you get nothing. That's why you feel like I don't hear anything anymore. And then I come along and say, well, you got to get your battle strategy from the Lord. And you're like, I'm not hearing anything. It's because we put up walls. And I did this myself. I was guilty of it. And I have helped other men break down those walls and reconnect with the Lord in amazing, amazing ways. But if you are in this situation where you find yourself where either you've put up walls, you have just gotten the snot beat out of you, and you don't know what to do next, I want to remind you that, you see, you are still more than a conqueror. The Bible says so, and this is the testing of your faith that will determine what you really believe. Do you have a head knowledge that you are more than a conqueror, or do you own it and you actually believe it? Because in all reality, you can't be a conqueror without a battle. These battles prove that not only do we conquer, but we are more than a conqueror. If we understand that as men who believe in the Lord, I am going through this situation that very few understand, and in all reality, very few will understand unless they've been through it themselves. It is one of those things where we have to remember and hold on to the word that, wait a minute, I feel down and out. Wait a minute, I feel like I am powder on the ground. There's nothing that I can do. But at the same time, it does not change the fact that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in you. So this is no time to lay down and defeat. Yes, I got nothing left. That's fine. In your weakness, he is strong. Let him take over. Get back up. Don't give up. You are more than a conqueror. You're still a child of God. You are, the greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. These are the times and the situations where we get tested to, do you really believe it or not? Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Do you really believe that you are more than a conqueror? Do you really believe greater is he that is in you? Do you really believe the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in you? Do you really believe that there's power in you because Jesus is in you? These are those times where you're really going to be tested in what you really believe. And inside of all of this, I am one that believes that Jesus is more than enough. And I've gone through many things by myself without a massive support group, but I'm not discounting the importance of a support group. This is one of those things where you need to have godly counsel. You need to have people that can pick you up and say, nope, don't forget who you are. Because this is the topic of identity now. When you're tested in what you really believe, do you really believe you're a king under the King of Kings, or do you really believe you're a peasant? Do you really believe you're a child of God, or do you believe that you're an outcast, rejected and abandoned? Do you really believe that you are more than a conqueror, or do you believe that you're a victim? Because if you're a victim, like we've talked about in past trainings, podcasts, and inside of our programs, a victim is when you abandon. When you take on that victim mindset, you are abandoning responsibility of who you are as a man, as a husband, a father, a leader, and so forth. because I am the victim here. I'm going to abandon my responsibility. So I'm just going to lay there and allow whatever happens to happen. And I'm just going to do whatever I want to do to numb the pain. And we turn to stupid things and end up destroying the testimony and the goodness of what could come out of this situation because we choose our flesh instead of the Lord. So I bring to you this reminder today. Yes, you're going through a hard situation. There's no discrediting that at all. I get most people won't understand what you're going through. I understand that you're facing some of the most difficult hardships you've probably ever faced in your entire life. You are experiencing grief, loss, confusion, and everything else in between. I get it. And most of you in the marriage side, you're experiencing a side of your wife that you've never seen before. It's like somebody else has taken over. I get it. But I want to remind you with a simple reminder, what happens to you is not who you are. Who you are comes from who God says that you are. So this is no time to give up. This is no time to give in. There are people relying on you. And for many of you, your children are still relying on you to stand back up. And to keep standing, dig your heels in deeper and say, I will pursue the Lord. I'm going to tear down these walls. I'm going to let Jesus in. And I am going to be the conqueror that I have been called to be. I'm going to be the king that I've been called to be. And allow the Lord, I'm going to trust the Lord with the outcome of the marriage. If you don't do these things and you do what average guys do and they turn to things of the world and they're turning to alcohol and porn and other women and other things, it doesn't help you at all. It will make your situation so much worse. And in the crisis you find yourself in, if you turn to those things, you're not going to heal correctly. And so you could be jacking yourself up for the rest of your life. And I don't want that for you. The Lord doesn't want that for you. And you ultimately don't want that for you. But let's face it, sometimes we make stupid choices. Don't let this be one of those times where we make stupid choices. Know who you are. Know who God says that you are. And do not give up. Now, in all of this, it is important to have a support system for sure. If you can't seem to tear down the walls, break down the walls, you know the Lord's silent and you don't know why. And yet you might be even getting mad at the Lord. We don't get mad at the Lord. But in all of this situation, if you find yourself in a place where you know you need help, I want to encourage you to reach out to us. Book a call. There'll be a link somewhere on this page or somewhere down below in the description. Book a call. We have different programs based on what you're doing. And this is not a sales pitch. This is a solution to the problem that you're facing. Would you rather not know about it? This is an opportunity for you to invest in your life in a way in the most desperate of times to make sure that you set yourself up for success. So months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, your life can really look different. And you can be walking in wholeness as a king upon this earth. King under the King of Kings. So check us out. We're here to help. There's too many guys that I've been talking with that are in desperate situations. And I'm telling you, even though families and some families are being destroyed and falling apart, it does not mean you have to. You will be okay. You will get to the other side. And that's what I have to keep reminding guys. Regardless of if this marriage fails or not, you are going to be okay. But make sure you're pursuing God. Because if you want to guarantee that you're not going to be okay, keep pursuing the things that the world offers. Then you might not be okay. But if you're pursuing the Lord, you're going to make it out. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego made it throughout the fire because there was a fourth man in the fire. They came out not even smelling like smoke. If you do things the right way, you will come out the other side not even smelling like smoke. So take whatever encouragement you can from this today. You're going to be okay. You can make it to the other side. You are more than a conqueror. Greater is he that is in you than the devil who's trying to come against you. And you got the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Now the question is, do you really believe it? If that is you, if you find yourself and what I've just talked about resonates with you, I really, truly want to encourage you to jump on a call with us. the whole point and purpose of me starting the King's Code was to help men just like you get to the place of wholeness with the Lord, restore marriages, rebuild after. We've got the frameworks, we've got the tools, we have the support system for you to be able to do that. But I'm going to be honest with you, you're going to be tempted to not book a call. You're going to be tempted to find a reason why not to invest in yourself with time, effort, money, all of it. You're going to find reasons, which is always amazing to me because I think back when, this has happened multiple times. And in fact, next week I'm going in for surgery on my shoulder. But when my shoulder's popped out of its socket and gotten stuck, you know, the amount of pain that I felt, I didn't care how much it cost to get it back in. I would have paid it because the pain was so great. And yet it amazes me how guys are in great amounts of pain and yet they'll go in great amounts of debt for the latest iPhone, but they won't invest in themselves. And it just is kind of a bizarre thing. So I just encourage you. I get you're in a place of crisis. I get you're in a painful place. But dude, like, think about this. Logically, think about this. This is something that actually can help you and set you on the course for the rest of your life. And you're not willing to invest in yourself. But hey, the new iPhone's coming out soon. Check your priorities. People are relying on you. People are relying on you. And it's time for us to rise up and show this world what a real man of God looks like. So guys, I'm praying for you. Love you guys. And I want men not to be in so much pain anymore. So let's rise up together as kings, kings under the King of Kings, and produce massive, awesome, amazing results in every area of life. Till next time, guys. We'll see you in the next episode of King's Code Radio.